The federal government is citing administrative issues in ending South Dakota's participation in a foreign investment for green card program known as EB-5. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has ruled the state's regional center for the program is not promoting economic growth. Officials add administrators have not submitted required information. SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt has more.
EB-5 was often mentioned in the 2014 U.S. Senate race won by former Governor Mike Rounds, with several allegations of illegal conduct. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says his office took a thorough look at state government's role with the program.
With respect to the program, you know, obviously I as Attorney General, as well as the federal authorities, looked at the EB-5 not from a civil contract issue or who's responsible for what, but for a criminal investigation, and as I've indicated, I at least made the determination as Attorney General that there was illegal conduct and was preparing to move forward on that conduct, until such time as there was the suicide.
The head of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, Richard Benda, was found dead in Charles Mix County. Officials determined he shot himself. The head of the state's Democratic Party, Suzanne Jones-Pranger, says the federal decision proves there was wrongdoing in the EB-5 operation.
The fact that the federal government has determined that South Dakota cannot adequately administer the funds, obviously many of the problems listed by the federal government included things that were happening when administration of the EB-5 program was through the private organization, but the notice that the federal agency gave did include statements saying that the state government, once it returned to controlling and administering the EB-5 program, continued to have issues with their reporting and things like that.
The issue is now in civil court, according to Attorney General Marty Jackley. He says anything left in the EB-5 debate is out of his jurisdiction. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.